Hi, welcome to the course on the Partner Center SDK Developer Training. My name is Andrew Connell. I'm a developer who specializes in Azure and Office 365 and doing a lot of development in that sense. Also a full stack developer, have a lot of experience doing authoring and training and helping people understand different SDKs. I'm also a co-host of the Microsoft Cloud Show, which is at microsoftcloudshow.com that focuses on Azure and Office 365 related technologies. And you can find me at my site, which is just andrewconnell.com, or you can also find a lot of the source and code and projects that I work on at github.com/andrewconnell. So what are we going to cover? In this first module, we're going to talk about this class. I want to give you an overview of what the class is. I want to talk a little bit about what you're going to expect to see throughout the entire class and give you a quick little introduction. So let's do a module overview first. I'm going to do an introduction to this module, an introduction to all the modules as well, and understanding what the different things we have in the hands-on labs. I'm going to talk about the key actors and concepts we have within the Partner Center SDK, talk a little bit about the CSP partner management overview topics that we have, what ways we can go through and manage our account, do a brief little introduction to the Azure AD tenants. Also going to talk a little bit about the Crest API, the API that predates the Partner Center SDK, and how it relates to the Partner Center SDK. And then I'm also going to talk about some core Partner Center SDK concepts, things that we need to pay attention to throughout the entire class. So let's get started and let's do a course introduction. Now, the target audience for this course are professional developers with no or minimal experience with the CSP program development. The focus is going to be on the Partner Center managed API and the REST API. As we'll see when we get into the Partner Center SDK, there are two different pieces to it, and we'll focus on both of these pieces for all audiences of developers building any kind of projects. As far as the requirements for the course, the Partner Center, you're going to need a Partner Center account and access to your integration sandbox. The integration sandbox is your developer instance of your own Partner Center account where you can do development and testing of your custom applications. You're also going to need a developer environment. And in my labs and all the demos that I'm going to run, I'm going to use Visual Studio 2015 with Update 1 for all of the different hands-on labs and demos. You don't need the latest version of Visual Studio, but I'm using Visual Studio 2015 Update 1. This entire course, you'll be able to find it publicly available on GitHub. If you go to github.com/partnercentersamples/training-course, which is the link that we have here on the slide, you'll be able to get a current version of this course that we're going through in all of these recordings. There you'll find all the slides for the modules, the demos, and the hands-on labs. Keep in mind, this is Partner Center and of the services that we're talking about, specifically Office 365 and Azure and the SDKs, they're evergreen services. And so things can change a little bit from the time that we're recording these videos. So keep track of the course. They'll have a change log on the course as well to tell you what's new, what's changed, stuff like that. But just keep that in mind as some screens and some code may change between what you actually are running at the time of watching this course and the time that we recorded it. So let's do a little overview on what we'll expect to see here. In the course modules, we have 13 modules in this course that we'll go through. This first module is the introductory system concepts and getting started with the Partner Center SDK. The next module will talk about authentication for the Partner Center SDK, very cornerstone concept that you need to understand for everything that we're going to do. You're going to need to understand how the Partner Center SDK also works with the Crest API, and those are for with customers and partners who have already implemented custom solutions that use the Crest API, but want to take advantage of some of the new things that we have in the Partner Center SDK. If you're starting from scratch, though, you're going to want to use the Partner Center SDK, so that module may not have as much importance to you. Then, because a lot of this is also going to be working with REST and JSON, I'm going to have a module here that's just on a primer on working with REST and JSON and how to debug some of the different API calls that we have when we're using just standard REST protocols. If you're very familiar with REST and JSON, you may not get a whole lot out of this module because it really is just going to focus not so much on Partner Center SDK itself, but focus a lot on just REST and JSON topics. We'll do a Getting Started module, which talks about working with some of the sample code. There are two other applications projects that Microsoft has provided that go hand in hand with the SDK and showing the SDK off. And I'll show where you can get those and how you can configure them for your use. We'll then look at managing customers. That's module 6. We'll talk about working with Office 365 subscriptions. That's module 7, which also deals with orders and offers and add-ons and subscriptions. Module 8 deals with managing invoices. Module 9 will look at Azure. We'll look specifically at how to manage users and resources using the Azure Resource Manager or the ARM framework that we have. Module 10 is working with support tickets. Module 11 will be about working with this concept of admin on behalf of. It's going to have to wait until we get to that module to explain exactly what that means. Then we'll talk about Office subscription transitions, how we transition someone from one subscription to another subscription. And then finally, reviewing some usage information that we get from Azure to helping customers understand exactly what they're paying for, what they're using. There are also six hands-on labs that go along with this course as well that you'll find in the course up on GitHub. The first one is an introduction to the Partner Center SDK. The second one is for customers who have an existing Crest application, Crest API-based application, and you want to take advantage of the Partner Center SDK. So that's a good lab to show you how you can take advantage of the Partner Center SDK in your Crest-based application. The lab three is going to be about implementing parameter validation when you want to create a customer or when you want to create orders. Working with invoices and invoice line items, that's going to be lab four. Lab five, adding resources to a new Azure subscription or an existing Azure subscription using the ARM framework. And then finally, working with rated usage data, that's hands-on lab number six. So that's what you can expect to see in the course. Let's transition on and let's move to some of the key actors and concepts that we have inside of the Partner Center SDK. Now, we have two different types of partners inside of CSP. One is an indirect partner and one is a direct CSP partner. So the direct CSP partners, these are people who are going to be selling directly to customers. So they're going to be a customer says, I want to go purchase something from Microsoft. They may go work with a specific direct customer or direct partner. And that partner is going to create an account for them, is going to create and provision Azure resources, and also Office 365 resources and licenses. Microsoft will bill that partner directly. That partner is responsible for paying for all those services for their customers, and then they can pass those costs down and create invoices for the customers to pay these different partners. But the key concept here is that the partners are going to have their own storefront, they're going to have their own portal, and customers are going to work directly with that partner. On the other side, on the left-hand side of the slide, you see we have indirect CSP partners. Now, what these are, this may be someone who's created a portal in a shopping cart model for other partners or resellers to sell directly to customers. And that's going to save those different resellers from having to create their own portal and order management stuff. They're going to be able to take advantage of these different services that the indirect partner has created. So there's an extra layer between the customers and the indirect partner who's responsible for the billing. It's just an extra piece that we'll have in there. So when you see the terms direct and indirect, that's what they mean. You may have heard of them in the past where direct was referred to as tier one and indirect was a tier two. Now, let's talk about some of the technical actors that are involved inside of the CSP program. First, we have Azure Active Directory, or Azure AD, also referred to as AAD. This is where all of the authentication is going to happen, and we'll talk a lot more about Azure AD later in this module and in the next module. You have the Crest API. This was the first API that was introduced for partners around in the middle of 2015. The Partner Center SDK is the new replacement, if you will, for the Crest API. I'm not saying that one has been deprecated or anything, but the Partner Center SDK is where you want to really focus a lot of your stuff for all new development, or if you're a new partner coming on board, you want to focus on the Partner Center SDK. You're also going to refer to the Office 365 management APIs. That's to help you manage some Office 365 related things. When you're working with Azure and provisioning resources for your customers, you're going to work with the ARM templates, or you're going to work the ARM framework. And that's the Azure Resource Manager. And it gives us a way to create templated environments or templated configurations, hand those templates over to Azure, and it will create everything for us. You may also need to work with the Azure Graph REST API. There are a lot of things that the Partner Center SDK has done to make it to where you don't have to go to the Graph API, but there are going to be things within the Azure Graph API you're going to want to work with to interact with your specific customer and customer accounts inside of their different tenants. Some of these terms may be a little unfamiliar to you. We'll get to them as we go throughout the course. Another thing we have are the Graph Resource Billing, the Azure Billing Resource Usage API, and the Rate Card API. There are a lot of the usage information has been surfaced in the Partner Center SDK, but there may be additional things that you need to get to that are not in the more common scenarios. And in that case, you may want to go straight to Azure's billing resource usage API to get some of that information. The rate card API is where you can get a bunch of metered and billing information as far as what the rates are Microsoft is charging for different consumption of different items and resources inside of Azure. Those rates change over time, and so you definitely want to keep it informed of those things. That billing information, that rate information, is not provided in the Partner Center SDK at the time of the recording. You'd want to go straight to the Azure REST API to get that. Okay, so now let's take a step back and let's look at how we can manage the different management options we have in the CSP program. So we have three different categories of different things that we can use. For Partner Center, we have a website. It's partnercenter.microsoft.com. And that's where I can go as a partner to do things like create customers, to look at the billing information, onboard applications, a lot of things like that. The idea is that everything with the Partner Center SDK is a API version of what we would see inside of the Partner Center website. You also may use the Office 365 portal at portal.office.com. And that's where you can do management of a customer's Office 365 tenant. We also have Azure portals. So we have the Azure Management Portal, which is the more traditional portal that most people are probably familiar with at manage.windowsazure.com. That's the one that has mostly a white interface with a blue bar going down the left-hand side. That has since been improved, and we have a new one called the Azure Portal at portal.azure.com. The reason why we have two of these still right now is that there are still some services in Azure at the time of the recording that are still in the Azure Management Portal and not inside of the new portal.azure.com. For example, at the time of the recording, Azure Active Directory is not in the new portal. It will be in the new portal, but we don't have that today, so we'll have to use the old portal for stuff like that. All right. So why don't we take a step and let's look and see what these different interfaces are going to look like. So I'm going to switch over here to my browser. And let's first go to the Partner Center site. So I'm going to go to partnercenter.microsoft.com. And up here in the top right corner, I'm going to go ahead and sign in. So this is going to take me to Azure AD. So I'm going to come over here and log in using my Partner Center account. And once I go through the login process in Azure AD, he's going to redirect me back over to partnercenter.microsoft.com. And here we are. We're back inside of my account. Now, this is my Partner Center Integration Sandbox account here. I can do a lot of different things here. I can come over and I can look at a list of all my customers. So here's a list of some of my sample customers that I've created. I can open these up and I can see the different subscriptions that they have as well that they've purchased from me. So here I have to update the billing information for this one customer. This is a brand new customer. But if I go to another one of my customers that I've already set up here and I go to view subscriptions, what you see here is a list of their subscriptions. We can see they've purchased Office 365 E3 licenses. This is a friendly name I've given to a Office 365 Pro Plus. There's the subscription ID. And then here is an Azure-based subscription that I've created for this customer as well. If I come back here to, let's go back to the homepage here of the dashboard, and I go to my account settings, this is a place where I can see a bunch of information here about my specific partner account. I can see my Microsoft partner ID number, my NPM ID. I can see some other login information about my account. I can see that I'm listed here as a tier one partner. So tier one meaning I'm a direct partner, not an indirect partner. I can come over here also and I can look at, say, the API. And this is a place that we'll look at when we get some of the Azure AD module, but where I can view information about an application that I've registered to work with my Azure, my Partner Center account, and that I've also gone through and registered with Partner Center. There's also a way that I can create applications from here and onboard existing applications in Azure AD. Again, we'll get to that when we get to the Azure AD module. Okay, so that's just a quick little overview of what of the Partner Center dashboard and the Partner Center website. Another one we may want to look at here is the Office 365 portal. So let me go ahead and log out of this one. And I'm gonna come over here to portal.office.com. And here I'm logged into my portal here. And so here, this is where I can do a lot of different things with the Azure portal. This is where I can manage my Office 365, sorry, not the Azure portal, my Office 365 tenant. And so here I can do a lot of different things. I can see the dashboard and see a bunch of the different settings here. I can look at all of the domains that we have registered with this this Office 365 tenant. I can also go through and do management between the different services that I have in Office 365. Now, this is all just, you would do different things with Office 365 and how you manage your tenant. We're not going to dive too deep into this. I just wanted to show you that you have this portal here to be able to do some of the management capabilities with it. Let me go ahead and sign out of this one. And now I'm going to go back over and let me close my browser here and we'll open up a new browser. And we'll open it up in private browsing mode. And I'll go to the first Azure Management portal at manage.windowsazure.com. Okay, so let's go ahead and log in to my Azure Management portal. So I'm going to go ahead and log in with an account that has access to my Azure subscription. This is a personal account, so let me log in this way. So we'll plug in the username and password for this. And I'm using a two-factor auth, so I have to plug in this PIN number real quick. Okay, so now I'm logged into the Azure Management portal. And what this is going to do is show me all the different resources that I have access to that I've set up inside of my Azure subscription here. So you can pick all the different resources that we have available to us. The one that I know that we'll be interested in specifically in this course is if I scroll down to the Active Directory piece and I click on the Active Directory module, we will see all the Azure Active Directory tenants that I have access to. So here's a list of all those different tenants. Now, I also have access to use this portal for doing things with the Azure, but I also have another portal that I have access to, and the newer portal is at portal.azure.com. So if I jump over to this one has a very different look and feel to it. It's much more of a blade interface is what they like to how they like to describe it, but I have these different tiles where I can check into different things. I can go look at the different resource groups. This is a concept that I don't really have in the other portal, only in this portal, but this is where you can have different collections of different resources all grouped together and make it easier to manage different things. Like if I wanted to go to, say, this one here for Dev VMS, this is for developer virtual machines, and you can see where I have an Azure network and a compute and a storage set up for a virtual machine that I would need. Okay. So these are the different interfaces or management interfaces that we would want to interact with as a partner. The Partner Center dashboard, Office 365, and one of the two Azure portals. So let's jump back to the slides. And let's continue on with our module. Now, let me talk a little bit about Azure Active Directory. As you'll see, it's referred to as AAD. All right, Azure AD is a single source of truth for all of our user and application authentication and authorization in Microsoft Azure. A lot of Microsoft products are taking a dependency on Azure AD. For instance, Partner Center and Office 365 use it for all of their authentication and authorization. This is a repository for all of our users. So we'll find this is where all the credentials are stored and profile details for each one of our different users. But it's also a repository for applications. And you'll see that we're going to create and register applications in Azure AD, and we'll be able to define permissions for those applications, as well as find all the credentials for these specific applications. Applications can log in sometimes just like users. So just like users have a username and password, applications have a username and password. We just call those client IDs and secrets or keys. Now, let's talk about what an Azure AD tenant is. You may have heard of this as an Azure AD directory. Sounds a little weird though to say Azure AD directory or Azure Active Directory directory. So we're gonna call these tenants. Now, you're gonna use these different tenants and you're gonna find them numerous times throughout this course and in your interaction with Partner Center. A partner tenant, what is that? So when I get onboarded as a CSP partner, I'm going to be created, Microsoft is going to create a partner tenant for me, and that is a directory in Azure AD. So that's where my login is going to be able to access the Partner Center dashboard. It's also where I'm going to have things like help desk agents and sales agents and admin agents that are all working as me as a partner. I'm also going to have an integration sandbox account as well, and that integration sandbox has his own tenant, and that's my developer instance. You can think of that as almost like your developer partner that you can use. It's not your live partner account. Customers, when you create a customer inside of Partner Center, it's going to create a directory for them as well, or an Azure AD tenant for them as well, and that's where all their users are going to live. And when they create an Office 365 subscription, or when you create Azure subscriptions, they're all going to be based and use authentication from that directory. Now, you have a couple different roles inside of your customer tenants or inside of your partner tenants. We have an admin agent. Your admin agent is an administrator that has full access to everything that they can do inside of that tenant. The sales agent is someone who can actually sell things to your different, they can create subscriptions and create orders and submit orders and such. The help desk agent is someone who can help and work with support tickets that have been created for customers. And it's also, the tenant is also where you can do some license assignment, like assigning Office 365 licenses to particular users. Now, how do you get access to your CSP AAD tenant? Now, this can be a little confusing, so bear with me a bit here. Now, let's think about what happens. When you get onboarded as a partner and you're created a tenant, an Azure AD tenant, you need to be able to have access to that tenant. You need to be able to create other users like sales agents and help desk agents and such. By default, you can't get to that tenant, which is a little strange. And the reason for that is that the only way you can interact with that Azure AD tenant is through a valid Azure subscription. Well, by default, that tenant is created, and it's, you can think about it almost as orphaned, that it doesn't have a subscription that anybody can get to. And what needs to happen is you need to set the global administrator on a current Azure subscription or a new Azure subscription. They need to have access and be given admin access or global access to that tenant. But when that's not done initially, you have no way of actually getting into that tenant. So how do we work with that? What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to associate your new Azure AD tenant with your Partner Center account. You're going to need to associate that Azure AD tenant with an existing or new Azure subscription. Now, it sounds like a little bit of a chicken and egg process, but it actually is really straightforward. The way you're going to do that is you're going to first log in to an Azure subscription using your global administrator account for that Azure subscription that you've created. If you don't have an Azure subscription, you go create one. And you have to do that using a Microsoft account, not a Azure AD account or what we call a work and school account. You're going to have to use an MSA account. That's just the way it's set up. Then you're going to go into the Azure AD section of the Azure Management Portal, and you're going to say, I want to add a new Azure AD tenant, or I want to add an existing Azure AD tenant. I want to associate it with this subscription. Azure's then going to prompt you to say, we're going to log you out, and then we're going to have you log in using a global administrator account inside of that Azure AD tenant. So I'm first going to log in using an admin account for an Azure subscription. I'm then going to have to log in using the admin account for my Partner Center AD tenant, if you think about it that way. Once I do that, once I logged in with a global administrator account with an Azure AD tenant, Azure is going to prompt me and say, do you want to add this MSA account, have access to this Azure AD tenant? And if you say yes, then everything will be set up. You can then log out of everything. And when you log back in using that Microsoft subscription, the Azure subscription that you have, you will then see your tenant, the Partner Center tenant, as one that you can actually manage. Now, let's talk a little bit here about the Crest API and the Partner Center SDK. Now, the original SDK, or the original API that Microsoft provided for partners, was the Crest API, the Commerce REST API, which we refer to as the Crest API. This was released in the middle of 2015. It's used by partners to automate the process of creating and viewing customers, acquiring offers available for customers, placing orders for Office 365 subscriptions, offers and increasing seats or licenses, placing orders for Office 365 offer add-ons, and placing orders for Azure subscriptions and resources. You would use this in conjunction with the Azure Graph REST API because In Azure AD, that's where all of your customers are going to be stored. But the Crest API didn't have an easy way for you to see all of your customers. So you had to use Crest to do a lot of the commerce-related stuff, and then use the Graph REST API to actually look at and work with your customers. Now, what is the Partner Center SDK? This is a new endpoint for CSP customers. The functionality is in sync with what we can do on the Partner Center website. It's designed to address common feedback and a lot of the challenges that we had with the Crest API. So you can think of it as a superset of the Crest API. Things that we could do with the Crest API, we can do them inside of Partner Center. And we can work with the Partner Center SDK instead of using the Crest API. Now, the Partner Center SDK comes in two flavors. It comes as a managed API and using .NET, or it comes as a REST API. The managed API is really just a wrapper or an abstraction to the REST API. So everything that we can do with the REST API, we can do it with the Partner Center managed API. The Partner Center managed API is going to be really good for customers that have a .NET implementation that want to be able to use a strongly typed objects to be able to interact with the SDK. However, for people who are not on the Microsoft platform or not using .NET, or they just prefer the REST interface, you can just go straight to the REST endpoint and work with the responses that come back from that. You can do everything that we can do inside the SDK, the managed SDK, using the REST endpoint. The Partner Center SDK is going to make available key complex scenarios, and it's also going to make it give us a managed API to working with the REST endpoint. This should expedite integration and shorten development cycles. Some of the benefits to using the managed API over using the REST API, you have strongly typed objects and collections you can work with. It's going to simplify the authentication and obtaining access tokens. It's also going to be an abstraction to the REST API. Some of you may not be very familiar or enjoy the process of having to do the entire handshake and building up a request and dealing with the response that involves a REST API. And what it's really going to do is, it's by that abstraction, is going to make the calls to the Partner Center REST API on your behalf. So let's look at some of the core Partner Center SDK concepts. And we're going to go over this in a very overview style here. Other modules in the course are going to deal with very specific areas of the SDK, like working with customers or subscriptions and orders and service requests. First, let's look at how you're going to authenticate and make your very first query using the Partner Center SDK. We have this thing called the iPartner interface, and it's really the center of gravity for all of your SDK requests. What you're going to need is to get an instance of the iPartner Center credentials. And so that's going to give you that's going to have a token, essentially, to talk to the Partner Center endpoint. You're going to first authenticate using Azure AD, using either style of authentication that's available to us. Again, we'll learn more about this in the Azure AD module. And then you're going to pass that token that you get from Azure AD over to Partner Center to get a Partner Center specific API token. Then you're going to create an instance of the partner object. That's going to allow you to do scope requests. That's also going to handle all of the different requirements that Microsoft has for a REST endpoint that are defined in Microsoft's One API specification. Specifically, we'll have two things, a correlation ID and a request ID. Those are different header values that we're going to need to specify when we make our requests. I'll explain more about those as we get deeper into the class. Now, how do we go about obtaining these different credentials? Well, there's two ways of doing it. We have a user plus app way of doing it and an app only. For the user plus app way of doing it, we're first going to go through and get a user token. I'm going to spare you the code for that right now and just say you've authenticated using probably the Azure Active Directory authentication library. You may be familiar with it as ADAL. To get a token from Azure AD once you've authenticated. Then you're going to then take that token and get a Partner Center token. So what I'm going to do is create a new token, pass in the access token that I got from Azure AD, and specify when it expires. And I'm then going to create a Partner Center credential. I'm going to do that by calling Partner Center credentials.instance.generateByUserCredentials. Pass in the ID of my Azure AD application that I'm going to use and the token that I just created above. I'm going to take that information. That's for the user plus app. Now, I may want to authenticate as just an application only. Again, we'll look at this later modules. To do this, instead of calling the previous method that we saw on the last slide, we're going to call a method generate by application credentials. Now, this one doesn't require any user information, so I'm going to pass across the credentials for an application in Azure AD that I want to authenticate with, so the app ID and the secret. I'm going to pass across the ID of my Azure AD tenant. You'll see this referred to in Partner Center as like your Microsoft account or your account ID or just different things like that. But it really what it is it's the GUID or the ID of your Azure AD tenant for your partner account. I'm also going to pass in the authority. That's the login authority that I have. And that's generally going to be pointing to the Azure AD login authority. That comes as either login.windows.net or login.microsoftonline.com. Login.microsoftonline.com is the newer endpoint, but both of them work just as well. And then finally, I have to tell it what resource I'm interested in. And so I have to give it the ID of my Partner Center API resource. Now I'm going to take that credential that I've just obtained, which you see there on that slide, and regardless of how I logged in, either app only or app plus user, and then I need to get an instance of something called the an iAggregate partner. Now what this is just something that's going to be a scoped account. So I'm going to do that by saying partnerService.instance.createPartnerOperations and pass in my credentials, and then it'll give me a partner operation. That aggregate partner, that also is going to give me back an instance of a partner object. And then from there, I can actually interact with a lot of different things. So here's a list of a bunch of different collections that you see here of things that I can work with on the iPartner interface. We'll look at each one of these in detail throughout the course. I'm not going to dwell too much on this slide. Now, how do I go about creating one of these partner operations objects? Well, as we saw from the previous slides, I'm going to authenticate, get a Partner Center token, get the credentials, and get an iPartner, get an iAggregate partner object. Now, the next thing I can choose to create is something called a request context. Now, what this is that this is allowing me to define in my application what the correlation ID, the request ID, and the locale is for all the requests I'm going to make. Now, in this case here, I can just say, go ahead and create it, and it'll take the defaults. It'll create a new GUID for me for the ID, for the request ID, for the correlation ID, and it'll specify the current locale, the default of ENUS, for all of my requests. But if I wanted to use specific values, you see I can override them by passing in different values here. In this case here, this is just demo code, so I'm creating new GUIDs on the fly, but you'd want to create your own GUIDs and keep track of them. Then I'm going to create a new partner operation object by saying, going to the aggregate partner ops object we created above, and then say .with request context, passing in that request context, and that will give me back one of these iPartner objects. Using that, I will then be able to interact with different things, like customers, invoices, line items, offers, and service requests. Now, how do I do a query? How do I query things in here? Well, there is a query factory object that I'm going to be able to use to create different types of queries to interact with the Partner Center SDK. There's a count query, which is going to apply field-based filtering. There's an indexed query, which is field-based filtering and sorting with paging options. I'm going to have a seek query that is just about like the same, but I'm also going to be able to jump back and forth between like the first and the last, next and previous, and really move around the collection that gets I'm returned back. And there's also a simple query, which is just filtering and sorting. There's nothing special about that, no paging or anything. So how do those look? Well, to create a query, I'm first going to create an instance of that partner object. We saw how to do that in the previous slides. Then I'm going to build a query object. So I'm going to do that by saying queryfactory.instance. And in this case here, I'm going to build an index query and say I only want 25 items per page to come back. There's another parameter here where I can specify what page I'm looking for as well. Then I'm going to execute the query. I'm going to do that by going to my partner object, go to the customers collection, and call query, passing in my query object, to get back a results collection. And that results collection has two main properties on it. One is an items property, which is a collection of all the items that I got back in that query. And you can see here, I'm just enumerating through those and writing out the company names that came back because we looked up customers. The other option is to look at the total count, and that's the total number of items that came back in that collection. So that wraps up this module. We talked about the introduction to the course, and we did a quick little introduction to the Partner Center SDK. We did also talked about some of the key actors and concepts that we have inside of CSP and for partners. We did a CSP partner management overview, so looking at things like Partner Center dashboard, looking at Office 365 portal, and looking at the Azure management portal options that we have. Talked a little bit about Azure AD tenants. I talked a little bit about the Crest API and the Partner Center SDK and compare and contrast the two. And then core Partner Center SDK concepts. Again, this is an overview module. We just kind of scraped the surface on a bunch of different things here. And the next module, we're going to start to dive into authentication and a lot more Azure AD stuff related to Partner Center.